Lawmakers have sent Governor Newsom a bill that would allow athletes at colleges here in California to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. Sets up a confrontation with the NCAA that could jeopardize the athletic futures of programs up and down the state. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Edelman, law professor at City University of New York who works on legal issues pertaining to NCAA amateurism. Professor Edelman, thank you for joining us this morning. So the NCAA says that a rule like this would give California an unfair advantage. Could you explain their reasoning?
Well, their reasoning is that if the rule is passed, the California schools will be providing a greater situation for the athletes in that they will be able to earn some money by endorsing products, making California schools more desirable. The problem with the NCAA's argument is nothing is preventing any other college or any other state from allowing their athletes to do the same, except for the NCAA itself.
Yeah, and that's really the crux of this, isn't it? Shouldn't the NCAA long ago have come to this conclusion on its own?
Of course, and several bodies of law, including antitrust law, make a very strong argument that the NCAA, which is really a trade association of 1,200 member schools, when all the schools get together and reach an agreement with one another that say not only will they not allow their athletes to sign endorsement deals, but you can't either, that's a classic antitrust violation. And throw on top, it seems quite immoral.
For a long time, we've had a saying in California, as California goes, so goes the nation, at least eventually. Is that going to be the case here, you think?
I think it is. Once the California schools allow their athletes, as they'll have to endorse products, my guess is every other college and every other state is going to want to do the same to compete as competitively as possible for athletes. And I think that's a good thing. That's the way free markets are supposed to work, and that's fair for the young men and women that devote so many hours and so much time to making money for their universities.
You know, this opens the door to so many other questions. For example, who would represent the athletes? One of the arguments has been, well, the star quarterback will make out just fine, but the third-string place kick holder won't do so well.
You know, I very much disagree with that argument. In fact, Haley Hodson was one of the people that testified on behalf of the bill. She was a star volleyball player at Stanford. And to be frank, people would think that the volleyball players would be even less well-known than, say, maybe your backup quarterback or your backup offensive tackle. She had talked about how she would have had the opportunity to get free sunglasses from a company in exchange for an endorsement. We're not always talking about the star quarterback signing an endorsement with Nike. And many times we're talking about a backup player, maybe on a small team, signing a deal with a local pizzeria. But whatever it is, it makes the athletes' lives at least a little bit better.
And can you discuss a little bit the reality of the current situation in which the universities themselves often sign deals with Under Armour or Nike or maybe Ray-Ban, I don't know, a sunglass maker, but the athletes themselves don't participate in that?
It's ugly and quite ironic. I mean, the NCAA says that the reason why college athletes cannot endorse products is they want to protect them from exploitation. The reality is these athletes already are endorsing products for the schools they play at, but all the money goes to the school and none to the athlete, which, to be frank, sounds a lot more like exploitation. Schools may be opposed to this because they realize for the first time, brands that are paying a lot of money to the university now have the alternative of working with an athlete. But that's exactly how professional sports work. And if we want to be honest with ourselves, these big-time college sports programs are already quite professional.
While this bill was still in committee, all the biggies came out against it. California State University, Stanford, UC, on and on and on. Do we have any idea what their reasoning was as to why they opposed this?
Well, I was there at the hearing on the particular day. The NCAA had two experts speak, and those favoring the bill had experts speak. One of the people who spoke was Kevin Fee, who I believe is over at Long Beach State, their athletic director. To paraphrase, Fee's argument was that if you allow college athletes to begin signing endorsement deals, they'll sign with things that we don't like marijuana and gambling. And some of the marijuana companies may require the players to use marijuana, and then we're going to have a lot of drugged-out players. Now, speaking of slippery slopes, that is KY jelly we're falling right off of over there.
Okay. Thank you for the time this morning. Mark Edelman, professor of law at City University of New York.